Welcome to Prairie Craft Almanac, a podcast exploring craft, nature, and simple living. From discussions on sewing or knitting to sharing valuable resources to just chatting about what's going on in the gardener studio, this is where I like to talk about all things creative. I'm your host, Leanne, and I'm also the maker behind Moth and Rust DIY, a blog where I share free patterns, tutorials, and more. When I do. I'm back with another episode, finally, again. So let's get right to it. Okay, so I guess maybe this is a quarterly podcast. Okay, we're not going to talk about it. I know. If you're new here, let me just say right now that I have a tendency to have good intentions, but, you know, I don't always follow through. Or maybe most of the time I don't follow through. Okay, so that's all we're going to say about it. But I'm excited to be recording another episode again. I very recently reevaluated my workflow. Now, this is actually something I haven't done for years. I know I frequently talk about reassessing my goals and whatnot, but I haven't really looked at the way I do things as far as where I do certain tasks, where I have my computer. So I would go into detail if I actually thought that would be any help at all, but I honestly don't think it would is for anybody. But all I want to say is it really does matter, I think, where you put things. I set up my computer somewhere else, and it's only been a couple days. So far, I really feel like I'm getting to be a little bit more productive. Things are flowing more and better, and I'm just excited to see if this really helps out. Anyway, not a huge deal, but one thing that is kind of a big deal that I've been very excited about is that the small town close to where I live, which I kind of consider my town, even though I don't actually live there, is going to have a farm and art market this year. I believe last summer when I talked about the Art at the Amphitheater event that we did, I mentioned that this might be a possibility, and I'm so excited to say it is indeed happening. I'm also kind of organizing the farm and art market. I say kind of because truthfully, it's not like a huge task. Basically, I made sure the space was available for the dates that I wanted. And then I made a Facebook page and tried to get the word out, and people were interested. So it's looking really good. We've got, I think, roughly officially 27 people signed up. I think we could do close to 40, and honestly, probably then some, because there is a park space around the area. And I think people could set up on the grass. Anyway, I think we've got more room, but at the same time, even if nobody else signed up, which I think they will because it's only the end of March, it's looking good. I'm very excited. There has never been a farmer's market in this town, which is kind of surprising, honestly. There are some not too far, like in the surrounding areas, but I've always thought Mays needed its own farmer's market, and it will have one this June. So again, not unlike the Art at the Amphitheater event that I talked about, the market is also free for vendors, and of course it's free for shoppers, but I hope that goes without saying. But this was really important to me because I did not want people to have to invest a lot of money in this anyway. I wanted everybody to be able to participate, even if they didn't actually have like a full-time business and it wasn't something they had a lot of money to sink into. Like if somebody's just experimenting or starting out with crafting or gardening as a hobby or just has a few things to sell, I don't want a booth fee to mean they can't actually make any money. And hey, if you're a local, if you're in the Mays or Wichita, Kansas area, please consider coming out to this market because we already have so many awesome people, like I said, signed up. And again, I'm sure there will be many more to come. And of course, I'll leave a link with details in the show notes. And speaking of garden season, I'm feeling a little bad because I feel like at this point, every other year, I've done a whole lot more. I feel like I'm way behind. I know that I still have a lot of time to get things in. But it just, I just feel a little anxious because, like I said, I haven't done much. We did buy 2 peach trees and we planted those. I seriously doubt we'll have any peaches this year. But you know, you gotta start sometime if you want them. And I have planted some snow peas and some radishes. Not a whole lot, just a few, just something to get started. And we are planning on planting potatoes on Good Friday, April 7th, anyway, so I don't feel behind with that. Again, I know I have time, but I want to get out there. It's been, we've had some really nice days, and unfortunately on some of those days I couldn't really get out, and we've had a lot of cold days, so, you know, but it's bound to get warmer, and then I'll be tired of the heat, so, you know. Last episode, I mentioned that I was making art videos, and I don't know if there's a whole lot of crossover between this podcast audience and my art channel audience, but if you did happen to watch my last video, you've already heard this. And if you haven't, I wanted to talk a bit about what I love about painting. When I say that, I mean with actual physical paint, not digital media. Not that I dislike digital art or creating digital art. I think it's really cool. But lately, since I've been trying to work in a sketchbook and try to do painting and, like, again, physical, I guess you would say traditional, quote unquote, art, I've really been appreciating it in a way I don't think I did before I ever tried digital media. Anyway, about 2 years ago, I bought an iPad for the very first time for the sole purpose of using Procreate, which, if you don't know, is a $10 app that you can draw with on your iPad. And it's you can do a lot of really incredible things with it. I mean, it's a high quality drawing app for a pretty good price. Of course, I use my iPad for other things too, but I really wanted it to do some digital art. And I did have a tablet before that I used with my computer, but I found that to be kind of difficult, even after a couple of years of practice. And I kind of thought if I could draw directly on the screen, that might help. Now, I'm not saying I thought digital art would be easy. I never thought it would be a magical way to create art, even with an iPad. In fact, I think digital art is pretty difficult, more so than traditional art. But for the majority of the last couple years, whenever I did do art, I would do it on my iPad. Since up until a few months ago, I hadn't really touched any traditional mediums like paint or pencil. I had forgotten how much of an influence the physical material or the medium can have on a piece. I've realized I really love using paint, even if I'm not great at it. And I'm not putting myself down. I feel I'm at a point where I can realistically look at my skills and my work. Honestly, well, and my skills have declined since I've been out of practice for so long. But years ago when I was painting more, I don't think I was as good as I thought I was at the time. And again, not putting myself down, that's just hindsight, you know? Like I said, I like using paint and pencils and physical materials. I still want to get better at digital mediums, but when it comes to the actual process of creating art, I feel like there's something about traditional art that cannot be replicated no matter how advanced computers or tablets become. Between selecting and mixing colors, getting just enough paint on the brush, knowing when and how to dilute it, getting the paint on your canvas or paper, knowing how and when to blend, there are just so many little nuanced things that you have with physical art. Again, you have them with digital art, but it's still different. And for me, as someone who is more or less trying to relearn how to make art, I feel like these things are really important. Also, if you screw up with a pencil or paint, it usually takes a little more effort to fix something. Whereas in digital art, you can usually just undo something and the rest of your work that you like remains untouched. Again, not saying that it's easy, but there is an element of being able to go back in time sort of with digital art. Another thing I appreciate about traditional art is that the original piece you make is the original piece. It is the piece. The artists actually touched the materials that created that work, and you can touch them too and have those things hanging in your space or displayed in your space. If you want to physically display a piece of digital art, it's always going to be a reproduction. I feel like this sentiment can also be applied to craft as well. It's not that technology is bad, but it seems like the less computerized, digitized, streamlined, I don't know, that a process is, the more depth and enjoyability there is to the experience. Again, it's not bad to use a tool that might make things more efficient. That can be enjoyable too, but there's always going to be a trade-off, I guess. Wendell Berry, one of my favorite authors, talks about this in Farming too. But now I feel like I'm about to veer way off course. So anyway, I guess my point is, if you haven't worked with the physical or more primitive tools or elements of your craft, take some time to do so every now and then. If you're a machine quilter, do some by hand. If you're a digital artist, pick up some paint. I don't know, if you knit with store-bought yarn, try spinning your own. That's actually easier than you might think. With a drop spindle, which is not a huge investment, say, compared to a spinning wheel, you can make your own yarn. Again, there's absolutely nothing wrong or bad or less desirable about using tools that make work quicker or open up new possibilities even. But sometimes I feel when you go deeper into your craft, the more involved you become in the physical creation, the more you can learn and enjoy. And even if it's just for one project, I think it can be really enlightening. So I also wanted to mention, I think about a year ago, I said I was going to maybe occasionally try to do video podcasts. The audio podcast would not change. Ideally, you would still have this, but there would also be a video version on YouTube. And I would kind of like to try, I hesitate to say I'm going to try anything, but that is what I would like to do. I actually thought I was trying to set it up today, but I spent way too much time having to fiddle with stuff. And so I need to work on my setup, I guess, which isn't that, it's not that involved, but I want it to be exactly what I want, I guess. So I didn't record video today. Perhaps next time. And I also just overall, I hope to soon. Oh, you know what? How about I don't embarrass myself? And if I do what I think I would like to do in the future, I will let you know after I do it. But other than that, I'm not going to say another word about it. Anyway, I'm feeling creative now. I've felt this before, and sometimes it's difficult to focus, and then I end up doing nothing. So that could be a possibility. But I do feel, like I said, with my new setup, sort of, I'm feeling better about the potential of creating more content for you, actually updating my blog, actually doing some more videos. So we'll see. If you didn't know, I have a blog, I have a website. Again, it needs to be updated, but it's mothandrustdiy.com. And if you haven't been there, check it out, because I do have some free knitting patterns and some free sewing patterns and some other articles on there. You can also follow me on Instagram, where I am at moth_and_rust. And I'm also on YouTube at Moth and Rust DIY. So be sure to check me out there. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today as I just kind of ramble on. As always, I will include links to everything I talk about in the show notes if there's a link to something to be shared. Hopefully I will be speaking with you again in a month. And in the meantime, if you have a question about anything, get in touch with me through my website or email me at mothandrustdiy@gmail.com. Anyway, thank you again for listening. I hope you are well, and please take care of yourself.